tune.
Because there's more to life than sports, WKTY News is on the air.
Good morning for WisdomNews.com. I'm Scott Robert Shaw on WKTY. A lacrosse man faces charges of stalking both his ex-girlfriend and a male friend of hers. 33-year-old Cody Nelson allegedly has been following the two to bars around the city for the last month, to the point where both victims often watch to see if Nelson shows up where they are. A criminal complaint says Nelson allegedly threatened to kill the male victim in a Northside bar this week, but during an argument, the man knocked Nelson to the ground. They say they have not yet established a motive in a shooting outside a Minneapolis area school that left one student dead and another critically injured. The students were shot Tuesday outside South Education Center in Richfield, just south of Minneapolis. Police arrested two teen suspects at separate locations later in the day. Richfield's police chief says five people were involved in the horrific, tragic incident, but didn't give further details other than to say it was a disagreement among acquaintances. A 15-year-old student was killed and a 17-year-old student was critically injured. New COVID cases in Wisconsin have gone down sharply in the last 2 weeks. The state had about 4,000 new reports of COVID on Tuesday, compared to 83,000 on January 17th. Mayo physician Erin Morcombe in La Crosse says that's a good sign, but she still urges people to be cautious in public.
I really hope that things continue to go in the right direction with COVID, but we still need to be careful because we really can't predict the future, and we hope that it does continue that way.
Morcombe says COVID may be here to stay, but it could eventually develop into a seasonal virus that doesn't cause severe illnesses. Nearly a dozen Democrats are looking to take on U.S. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. Alex Lazary was one of two candidates in La Crosse yesterday. The senior vice president for the Milwaukee Bucks discusses his strategy not to attack the other candidates in the race.
Trying not to tell voters why not to vote for somebody. I'm trying to tell them why they should vote for us. And that's kind of been the belief of my campaign, is if we can't win telling voters why to vote for us, then we don't deserve to win.
Lazary is prioritizing issues such as health care, Citizens United, and issues dealing with the workforce, such as a $15 minimum wage. Both he and Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, another candidate, were in La Crosse yesterday. The Pump House Arts Center in La Crosse is getting a boost of close to $300,000 from a tourism grant provided by the state. Governor Tony Evers has announced $22 million in grants to 27 arts organizations and governments around the state to help them recover from losses during the pandemic. The money going to the Pump House will help the Downtown Arts Center, which opened in the 70s, modernize and expand its restrooms and replace chairs in the recently remodeled theater space. The tourism grants also will provide millions for an entertainment plaza in downtown Wisconsin Dells and $3 million to Milwaukee County to expand the penguin exhibit at the Milwaukee Zoo. For WisdomNews.com, I'm Scott Robert Shaw on WKTY.
Well, I want to talk to my good buddy Jimmy Haggerty from Stone Distribution. Jimmy, are you on the phone this morning or are you still sleeping? Oh, there's Jimmy Haggerty. He apparently isn't sleeping after morning basketball. Jimmy, how many did you drop on Old School today?
Oh, man. Old School has been sitting out this week, coming off a bruised thigh, I believe.
Really?
He should be back next week.
Come on, man. You can play hurt Old School. You can't play injured. Everybody's got to remember, you can always play hurt. Injuries, that's a different discussion. All right, Jimmy. Well, let's have a discussion here about Stone Distribution. And I want our listeners to go online, stonedistributionllc.com, while we're talking, and take a look at some of the stuff that I'm going to mention. First things first, Jimmy. You're in need right now. One of your associated businesses is a trucking company, and you're in need of a Class A CDL driver. Jimmy, tell us about the position. What are you trying to do to entice people to come work for you?
Yeah, so Stone Distribution is tied right next to Stone Freight Company, and they haul stone for us, but also a lot of other things. We got a lot of people, different business here in the La Crosse area that we transport stuff across the country, and some are day trips, some are over the night. We have a couple different options right now, but we do have a $10,000 sign-on bonus right now, and yeah, we've been kind of aggressively pushing it and looking for more guys. I know there's a lot of opportunities out there, but we're trying to get people with that sign-on bonus to join forces with us.
Well, $10,000, that goes a long way. I assume you have to have a year's worth of Class A CDL experience in order to catch that $10,000, Jimmy. Is that about right?
Yeah, that is about right. Obviously, we've got to make sure our insurance will cover you, and
right.
You got
That's
the
important.
Experience that makes sense. So.
All right, good stuff. Again, StoneDistributionLLC.com. While we're talking, if you're listening to this message, go online and start to look at Stone Distribution, the location on Bryce Prairie, and, of course, the trucking department right next to the Stone Distribution office. Now, as far as Stone Distribution is concerned, one of the things that you guys actually put into homes, and this is great for this time of year, is a product called Cambria Countertops. Cambria is an unbelievable product. It's gorgeous, and it goes into some of the most high-end homes in the area. But, Jimmy, I feel like you could actually put Cambria into almost anybody's house.
Yeah, yeah, we're running a little bit of a special right now on the Cambria. You know, it's just one of those times of year where it's a little chilly for the guys to be outside working. So anything we can do to keep the crew warm inside, and if we can help out homeowners and businesses update their facility or maybe their building, we can do the Cambria countertops for you. And then, you know, maybe with the tax return, people are starting to see coming back already. They want to spend it and do a little remodeling. So give us a call. We'll walk you through it, the whole experience, the Cambria red carpet experience. It is kind of the cream of the crop in countertops. Lifetime warranty. Any cracks or breaks are 100% covered for the life, for a lifetime, they call it, which is 50 years with Cambria. Also stain-proof. So it's, again, kind of the top-notch, best countertops you can buy.
You know, it really is. Jimmy, I've seen the Cambria countertop installation in your showroom out on Bryce Prairie. And again, I just recommend that if you're listening and you're thinking about something like this, it's a major decision. Go and take a look at what Cambria countertops could look like in your home by walking into Bryce Prairie and seeing the Stone Distribution showroom. It really and truly is exceptional stuff. Jimmy, I appreciate you, as always, for giving us some time, and thanks for schooling Old School out there on the morning basketball courts, even though he's been sitting out this week. We'll talk to you real soon, my friend. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
See you, man.
Do you enjoy working alone but with the support of a team? A job where you can listen to some music and not have anyone in your face. Sounds like this gig at the Freight House may be for you. The Freight House is hiring dishwashers. You're going to get paid for working hard. Dishwashers earn attendance bonuses and get free food. Plus, flexible hours working 1 to 6 nights a week. Learn from restaurant professionals and grow within if you want. It's an opportunity worth checking out. Apply in person at the Freight House, downtown La Crosse.
Dutch Boy Platinum Plus. It's only paint. It's only paint that comes in an award-winning twist and pour container. It's only paint that will transform your den with just one coat of salted lavender into a writer sanctuary. It's only paint that will help you become TV's hottest writer, where you'll meet this guy.
Hey.
Who starred in That Thing.
Now that's a twist I didn't see coming.
So yeah, it's only paint. Only easy opening, smooth pouring, change your life both professionally and romantically paint. Dutch Boy. Only at Menards.
Today, we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14.
31? I mean, 13?
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Garden Street?
Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds. I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny! Earth to Danny! Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Hey, La Crosse, don't miss the Bill Michaels Show every day from 11 to 2 right here on WKTY. Join me to discuss our favorite sports teams like the Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and a lot more. I'm going to give you my opinion, speak with expert guests, and I'm going to chat with you as well. Just give me a call. The Bill Michaels Show, weekdays from 11 to 2 on Western Wisconsin Sports Talk Leader, WKTY.
Dave Carney, WKTY La Crosse, 96.7 FM, 580 AM. Thanks for joining us this morning here on the WKTY Morning Show. If you're just waking up and tuning us on, you've missed a lot of fun stuff. But no fear, because the Overtime Podcast is here for you, and it's absolutely free of charge. You can subscribe to it or download it anywhere that podcasts can be found. And our sports betting insider, John Denton, always a featured part of our overtime podcast, back with us here this morning. John Denton, we've got a couple of weeks until the Super Bowl. Well, a week and a half, I guess, until the Super Bowl. So we've got to focus on some college basketball, which we can make wagers with online at BetUS.com, which is the official sportsbook partner of the program. JD, I know that we have talked about some college basketball and the conferences that you've identified. What do you have lined up for us today in a John Denton Special Thursday?
Yeah, actually, it's kind of chilly out here today.
So
I'm glad,
yeah, a little bit.
Glad I was stuck inside doing a little basketball research last night and this morning. But, yeah, so we've been focusing on the Mountain West Conference, the Atlantic 10 Conference, and the Pac-12 Conference. Unfortunately, the Atlantic 10 Conference doesn't come out or doesn't play until Friday. So focusing on the Mountain West Conference, Pac-12, and I threw in a little Conference USA action there today.
Ooh,
so we'll start in the Mountain West. I'm looking at a game between San Jose State traveling to Utah State. Utah State is minus 20, fairly hefty point spread here. But I'm looking at the over, 138 over under the total. The reason I'm playing the over here is just when you look at San Jose State, 290th or above in almost every single defensive rated category. They give up almost 37% from 3-point line. That is one of Utah State's, one of their monikers is they're known for is those long range bombs out there. The last four games have averaged 156 points per game.
Wow.
Between these two teams.
Okay.
And the last 9 out of 10 matchups have gone over the total by quite a significant amount. So San Jose State is one of those teams where we're looking to fade here towards the end of the season. Watched them against the Rebels. Watched them against Air Force the other day. Looked lifeless. So I'm going to take Utah State, San Jose State, over the total, 138. That'll be my first play.
I like that. Mountain West basketball doesn't get watched a lot out here in Wisconsin, as you might imagine, or in Iowa, I would go out on a limb to say. But the Mountain West is actually a pretty decent conference. I saw the Rebels were at about 500 overall. How they've been looking so far this year?
Actually, they started off, again, they had 9 transfers, right? When you start a team that has 9
that's
transfers
quite a few,
from all
yeah.
different schools, right, it takes a while to gel. They had a rough beginning of the year. I think they just beat Colorado State, which was 17-1. I think they were 17-1. They just beat them at Colorado State by about 25 points. Bryce Hamilton had about 44 points that night. So we've got a prolific scorer. We've got some bigs inside that are really rim protectors, shot blockers, and I think they're starting to gel a little bit. They just won again against Reno. First time, or I call them Reno, but they're Nevada.
Right. It's still Reno to you. It's fine. It's still
hard for me to say Nevada against the rivals, but
yeah.
They beat those guys for the first time in 9 tries, right? So I think there's a trend upwards for UNLV basketball. I kind of stay away from betting on my hometown team a little bit, but
yeah, totally.
They have covered the spread. They have covered the spread in the last few as well. So they're on the up and coming.
It's interesting because we're talking with John Denton, played his college football for the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, one of the best quarterbacks. I mean, he and Randall Cunningham are the only two really good QBs to ever come from there. I'm watching last night a little bit of this Cleveland Cavaliers game and Houston Rockets game. Don't ask me why. I've got league pass, so I just do. And I'm watching former Rebel Christian Wood score 21 points, go off for, 7 rebounds. And Christian Wood, one of the many UNLV Rebels that's playing like significant roles in the NBA right now. And a lot of times, we forget these guys, Kem Birch, Christian Wood, because, UNLV's not on the national stage like they were with Larry and Stacey and Greg Anthony, Anderson Hunt. It's not quite the same, not quite the same cachet, but there's a lot of Rebels that are playing in the NBA right now and playing some significant roles.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's about 4 or 5 of them right now. You got Kem Birch. I think he's playing for Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
He's a homegrown Canadian kid. We used to have the Canadian pipeline.
Oh,
that
stop
was coming
it. Anthony Bennett was
from,
garbage. God, that guy was horrible. He had asthma,
dude.
He was
horrible after he left UNLV.
Whatever. He was bad
after
there.
He left UNLV.
Listen, this is a quick side note. I was watching Anthony Bennett practice, okay? And this is when, what was it, Dave Rice was still the head coach there. I'm watching Anthony Bennett practice, and he is laboring up and down the court. I asked somebody who was working with Stacey Ogman, who was still a coach on the team at the time. And I said, what is wrong with this dude? And they're like, he has asthma. And I said, what? And they're like, he's got asthma. He was the number one pick by Cleveland. That was crazy.
I think he just had the Rio buffet syndrome.
That's He might have. All right, let's.
That's all I know.
Before we go into more fat jokes, which I love me a good fat joke. Let's talk about your next pick in the John Denton special, because we've got San Jose State, Utah State. We're going over the total of 138. And for those that are trying to jot this down like Rick the Silver Fox, don't worry. You can put your whiteboard eraser, you know, dry erase marker down. I'll put this on the website today.
Yeah, absolutely. So the next play, we'll venture out a little bit of our the play or the conferences that we're focusing on. We're going to head into the Conference USA.
Okay.
I'm going to play Louisiana Tech -3 at Florida Atlantic. And when you look at what there's a couple trends, I think, that really go against Florida Atlantic here. They're 0-11 straight up and 1-10 against the spread versus conference opponents with an assist to turnover ratio of 1.3 or better. So these are these little nuggets that I find when I do some research. And when you look at the sample size, it's decent. They got 11 game sample size, and they're 1-10 against the spread. They don't fare very well with teams that handle the ball very well. So when you look at being outscored by an average, I think I wrote down here 17.5 points per game in these 11 sample sizes here.
Yeah.
You know, Vegas has beaten their number by 9 points per game, which means that, you know, Florida Atlantic is clearly underperforming versus teams that handle the ball well. Louisiana Tech is one of those teams that has that 1.3 or better assist to turnover ratio. So we'll play La Tech on the road, -3 at Florida Atlantic to get the win on the road.
All right, we like that one. BetUS has got this game at -3 for Louisiana Tech. Just curious, John, if our listeners are trying to make this play right now with the official sports betting partner of the show, would you still feel comfortable with them at -3 considering what you've just outlined for us?
Yeah, La Tech -3 is what I have them at. I have them at
-2.5. I'm sorry. You know what? So that should actually be a value play there.
Oh yeah, I would take them if my line is coming in my favor. I would still take them. Yeah, anything over 3.5, anything over 3.5, I would probably lay off.
Okay,
but
all right,
I'll take the 3.
Okay, so 3 you had, and I had written down your -3. I looked at the website; it was -2.5. So yes, that is a good play. If John put them at -3, and you can get them at -2.5, that means if they win by 3, you win. If they win by 3 in John's play, well, then that's a push, and John just gets his money back.
That's it. So the last play, we're going to go into the Pac-12. You got UCLA at Arizona, a big time matchup. You'll have prime time matchup tonight. UCLA is catching 7.5 points. So I looked at a trend here, and this is kind of an opposite play on the current trend that sits with UCLA. Get this, they're 2-13-2 against the spread versus bad 3-point shooting teams. So
really?
If you shoot less than 32% and you play UCLA, chances are you're going to cover the spread.
Wow.
So what Arizona shoots. Arizona shoots about 33-34% conference play.
Uh-oh.
So it's kind of a play against that opposite trend. I'm going to take UCLA plus the 7.5 tonight in a primetime matchup against Arizona. I think they come out to play. And again, that trend of probably reverting back to kind of the terrible team or kind of playing down to your opponent.
Yeah.
I think they step up for this game and give me 7.5 with UCLA, Final Four contender team.
Well, you know, UCLA, Final Four contender team. I mean, last year they were in the Final Four. Johnny Juzang, I mean, he was a surprise star in the tournament, you know, and they get to the Final Four, as you just alluded to. But they started off this year, I mean, playing like incredible basketball. And I know that the UCLA Bruins, at least for a time, were in the top 3, top 4, top 5, John. I'm not sure. Where do they sit now? I don't have my AP top 25 poll in front of me.
I'm not sure exactly where they're at. I do know that they had a rough patch. They had kind of a COVID and a couple slight tweak injuries, but then it was coupled right on the backside of COVID. So they went through probably a 5 or 6 game stretch where they didn't look so hot. They got beat by some really, again, these teams that are you know, not shooting the ball very well, come up and surprise them and nip them in the bud. But I think they're back healthy now. And again, I really do like Nick Cronin. I really do like
that. You should. They're 8-1 in conference. I'm looking now at Arizona. So the Bruins, they're still ranked #3 in the country. So when I said they were ranked in the top 5, I guess I was actually thinking about right now. They're ranked #3, Arizona #7, plus 7.5 points on the road. John, this is a huge betting opportunity for folks.
And just to kind of throw a little sprinkle on the money line too, this is one of those teams. This is one of those pre-conference tournament, pre-NCAA tournament games that mean a lot in the seeding.
Yes,
right.
They
and
do.
When you and I And I look at the head coaching angle here as well, right? When you have, you know, Arizona's kind of, I'm not sure who they have as the head coach, but I know he's not as defensive schematically as Mick Cronin. So when you're talking about really deflating that basketball, taking possessions out of Arizona's high run and gun, Mick Cronin's the guy to do it. I like the points. I might even sprinkle a little bit on the money line if that thing gets up to about 8.
Yeah, I've actually, I mean, looking at the money line here, we're talking with John Denton. He is our sports betting insider. If you're brand new to sports betting or you're brand new to the program, this is a good time in which to listen in as we bring you some sports betting picks each and every Thursday. We call it the John Denton Special. You know, I'm looking at the money line here, and it's plus 255 for UCLA. And BetUS has this game at plus 7. You've got them at plus 7.5. You know, I don't think this would be bad to put a half a unit on the money line, because looking at UCLA, and again, number 3 team in the country against number 7 team in Arizona, which Arizona is a tough place to play. I mean, they really are. But DeAndre Ayton ain't walking through that door. I mean, we know that Arizona puts the bag out there for guys to come and play for him. But UCLA, I think that you're right, Nick Cronin, and what this team had been doing so far. I mentioned Johnny Juzang's name. I mean, he's elevated himself to another level from where he was even at last year. I think this is a great play. I can't believe the number's so big.
Yeah, and again, usually sometimes in Vegas, that's like an eye-opener, right, is when you see something that looks too good to be true.
Right.
It usually is type thing. And but I just look at these numbers here, and again, UCLA has a very – you can tell the trends. They play down to their opponent. They rise to the occasion when they play some big time opponents. And I just think 7.5 is a little too much for them tonight. Or a little too much for Arizona tonight.
Yeah, I love this. I love this a lot. And by the way, I'm a big fan of the Nick Cronin Hair Club for Men, which is no hair. And that's my club. I like that. And he's a good coach. Cincinnati wishes they still had him around there too. John, before I let you go, because again, I'll be putting together the John Denton Special on our website, WKTYsports.com, about 1 p.m. this afternoon, so that Rick the Silver Fox doesn't have to write this all over his whiteboard. He can just look at it. Before I let you go, next week, we got to dive into Super Bowl 56, and I want to take a look at this on both Tuesday and Thursday from a number of different angles. Something I saw yesterday that I'd like to talk to you about on Tuesday is this, and it shows our listeners, those that are just getting into the world of sports betting, that one person can really make a difference, because there was a bettor in Las Vegas, John, that dropped nearly 500 racks on the Rams to win at minus 4, I think. That moved the number an entire half a point in the other direction. So now it's the Rams minus 4.5 because of one bettor. So I want to talk about this game in all sorts of different ways, because I think from a betting perspective, Super Bowl 56 is a really interesting betting proposition. There are prop bets we could look at. I mean, the total, the spreads, all sorts of things go into play. This is going to be a fun game to watch as well, too, I think.
I do, too. I think it's going to be a pretty entertaining game, because, again, everybody likes offense. Everybody likes passing. I think you got two of the premier passers this year in the NFL going at it. I've got some pretty interesting Super Bowl stats and trends, not only for the game but for your square players, right? The square,
sure. Yeah, when you're playing Super Bowl squares, you're not calling these guys squares.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, for those who like office squares.
Yeah, the squares that like to play the square game, right? I one of those, right? So I've got a couple angles on that too. So if you're playing the square game at your holiday or at your Super Bowl party, I've got some inside nuggets for you. What numbers to take, what numbers not to take, that's been hitting recently. So
I like
it'd be
it,
a good
man.
Nugget for you.
I like that. John Denton, sports betting insider, Tuesdays and Thursdays here on the show. Follow him on Twitter at Johnny Utah, JONNY_.